I'm going to think today, boys and girls, I would see a man in the picture, and he's very sad. Does anybody have any idea what was wrong with this man in the picture?
He's blind.
He's blind. Could you imagine being blind, not being able to see, not knowing where to go, and if you're walking, you're bumping into things and maybe falling over things and hurting yourself, or you not know people, you not recognize people when you meet them. And you wouldn't be able to see the beautiful world around. And many of the games you play, you won't be able to play. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Now, would you like to be like that all day today? Would you like that for the rest of your life? No, you can open your eyes again. It would be awful being blind. And yet, in the Bible reading we were doing today, it was talking about a people who were blind. We'll see in the next picture. They were a people who were walking in darkness. And these were people who lived 700 years before Jesus was born, and they lived in Israel. And it was like they were blind. They were walking in darkness. They didn't know where they were going, and loads of things were happening because they were blind. Let's see why they were walking in darkness. Put the first wee point up there, boys. First of all, girls and boys, they were following lies. Do you know what a lie is? What's a lie? Anybody know what a lie is? Put your hand up. Put your hand up. Yes? If it's something that's not, something that's not, something that's not true. A lie is something that's not true. And these people, instead of listening to what God was saying, were listening to people who said they were very clever and knew the truth, but they were telling lies. And that's why they were in darkness, because they were following lies. Boys and girls, do you think anybody in this world will ever tell lies to you? Do you? Well, listen, people do. See, when you get up, you might even meet people when you're bigger who say, God doesn't exist. Or even you're bigger, the people that say, Jesus didn't come into this world. Or there's people that tell other lies and say, you don't have to trust in Jesus as your Savior. And if we follow lies, it's like our eyes being closed. We're walking in darkness. So these people were in darkness because they followed lies. The second reason was, flick it up, they were rejecting God's word. They weren't reading their Bibles, they weren't listening to the Bible being read, and they weren't believing the Bible. Boys and girls, if we want to see properly, if we want to be able to walk through life properly, we want to walk through life properly, then if we don't read the Bible, that was what happened. If we don't do it, read the Bible. So listen, boys and girls, see, if you don't read the Bible, it'll be blind. Do you read the Bible, those of you big enough to read? Read a wee bit every day, or ask mummy and daddy to read a wee bit? You read the Bible. Because when we read the Bible, who's speaking to us? Who's speaking when we read the Bible? Somebody else who hasn't answered. Who's speaking to us when we're reading the Bible? Who wrote the Bible? Jesus, that's right. So, they were blind because they were listening to lies. They were blind because they weren't reading the Bible. Let's see our next thing. Because they were walking in darkness, they were distressed. They were hungry. They didn't have food. They were getting hurt day by day. They were in an awful state. Listen, boys and girls. If we walk in darkness, we don't follow God's word, if we don't follow Jesus, we might have fun for a little while, but end up, we'll be in pain. We will suffer. And then the fourth thing, they were in the shadow of death. It speaks about them even being cast into utter darkness. They would die as a judgment from God. And not only would they die from this world, they would be cast into hell forever. And that's because they were living in darkness instead of following God. Now, is that very nice? That's awful sad. People walking in darkness. But when the Bible has bad news, it also has good news. Let's see the next picture. They have seen a great light. And the great light that they would see would be someone who is going to come into this world, be born as a little child, born as a little baby, who would be a great light to them. And who would that be? Who is going to be born and give great light to all the people? Yes, Megan? Jesus. That's right. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, as Isaiah said. 700 years after this, this child would be born who would bring light. And there are four things about this wonderful child that Isaiah tells us. The first thing is, he would be a wonderful counselor. A counselor is someone who guides you. And he would guide the people how to live. Jesus would even guide people the way to heaven. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He would guide people to heaven. He's a counselor. He guides you the right way to go. If you are blind, do you ever see a blind person? Who sometimes helped them to walk? Who's sometimes their little friend that is walking? Yes, Daniel?
A dog.
A dog. A dog guides them the right way to go. And when we are blind, Jesus comes to guide us the right way to go. He is a wonderful counselor, a great guide. And then the next thing, he is mighty God. Isn't that amazing that that tiny little baby is the God who made this world? And Jesus showed that he was God by calming the storm, by raising the dead, giving sight to blind Bartimaeus. He is the mighty God. And listen, boys and girls, because he's mighty God, he can meet every need that you have. So he's a wonderful counselor. He's a mighty God. Next thing, he's the everlasting Father. He's a father who loves people, who cares for people. Do you remember the prodigal son who ran away from home, spent all the money, ended up feeding the pigs? And then he came back to his father, and he came back to his father and said, shoo, get away. Did his father do that? And his father ran and hugged him. And Jesus wants to welcome back those who go away from him. Boys and girls, I wonder if you come back to Jesus. If you ask Jesus to be your Savior, to be your friend. And then the last one, he is the Prince of Peace. First of all, he brings peace with God. We often hear, boys and girls, that God loves us. Did you ever think that God is maybe angry with you? The Bible tells us that God's wrath, that's his anger, is hanging over people because of our sin. And Jesus is the only one who can make us friends with God. He makes peace with God. And not only that, he brings peace with your hearts. Tell me this. Hands up, somebody tell me one toy they got this morning. Okay, Daniel. A dartboard. Okay, somebody else. Yes, Scott?
Skylanders.
Oh, what, sorry?
Skylanders.
Skylanders. Never heard of that, didn't you? Xbox. Xbox, what about girls? No, Shay? Yes, Scott?
3DS XL.
I don't know. You have to tell me about that someday I visit. Anything else we got this morning? Tell me this. Are those toys you have, will you play with them all day? Will you play with them today? Will you play with them tomorrow? You play with them the next day? The next day? 127 days time? 537 days time? 17 years time? No, you'll not. Because those toys, they make you happy for a little while, don't they? And then you'll go, next Christmas you'll want something else. And the next Christmas you want something else. They make you happy for a little while. But Jesus gives us peace inside. He makes us happy inside so that we will be happy forever. And that's only in knowing Jesus. He's better than any wonderful toy. Jesus is the one who takes away our sin. He is the one who gives us joy forever. Now, it's not easy following Jesus, but it's wonderful because he is the Savior who will bring us to heaven one day.